What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I am your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first if you're thinking of making any changes. Team, welcome back to another episode of the Type 1 Movement Podcast. Now, hopefully, this sound quality is good enough because I've had to buy a new MacBook Pro, yeah? And for some reason, my microphone that I record this episode on won't fucking work. So I've got a call with Apple to find out why. We will see, we'll get that sorted. But hopefully this sounds good. But yeah, before we get into this episode, guys, we're going to speak about the three tips to make great glucose control sustainable, because I speak to so many type 1s that have had great glucose control. And by this, I mean a good HbA1c, time in target, average, but they've not been able to sustain it. And that's fucking pointless. But before we get into it, guys, leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app, because it really does help me reach more type 1 diabetics. And also screenshot and share it to your Instagram stories and tag me at type1_Tom so I can reach out and say, hey, thank you, I appreciate you. Okay. So, guys, I've had a mega day, really, really good day. Massively long walk, steady. It's Sunday at time recording this, so it's my active recovery day. Steady bike ride when I got this morning, 30 minutes. 20 minute steady run, and then a walk with one of my mates. So, mega day. And I'm going to share something with you guys that I've not actually, this is the first time sharing it. So, this is the first time that I'm going to share it. Yeah. I've not said anything about this yet. If you got me on Instagram, you'll notice that I'm doing a lot of running recently. And, guys, I've decided to set myself a challenge this year of doing an Olympic distance triathlon. Olympic distance triathlon I want to complete this year. I was thinking Ironman, and I do want to do an Ironman at some point, but I thought we'll start relatively smaller and build up, because I want to, I've only been running properly for a couple of weeks, right? Running's been a weakness of mine forever. I'm pretty decent on a bike, you know what I mean? Like, I've had to build that up over the past year, but running, I've just taken up running. And I'm really enjoying it so far, so I thought, hey, better way to try and push myself. Now, for you guys who don't know, an Olympic distance triathlon is a 150 meter swim. We'll get onto that in a minute. A 40K, so 24.9 mile bike ride. Fine with that. And a 10K run, so 6.2 miles. Fine with that. I'll be able to complete that. But at the moment here in lockdown in the UK, we can't fucking swim. And it's very cold, so I don't really fancy going jumping in a fucking lake or a reservoir. And I've not swam for ages, so swimming's going to be a big weakness. So as soon as we get out of lockdown, I'm going to have to work on that if I want to get this Olympic distance triathlon done before the end of this year. But yeah, a little goal that I want to set myself. This is the first time that I'm sharing it with you guys, so my family know, my mates and that, but I will give you more details when I actually set a date and when we can actually do this shit, when the fucking country opens back up again. So anyway, guys, little story about me, what's going on, what's the crack so far. I hope you're good, wherever you are in the world listening to this. So let's get into this, guys. Three tips to make great glucose control sustainable. Now, like I said at the start, the main problem I hear from type 1s that have achieved great glucose control, so they've had a good HbA1c in the past, or they've had great time in target range, or an average glucose, is that they've not been able to sustain it. And I find a lot of the reasons, here's a few of the reasons why it's not been sustainable. They cut too much out. So things like they might go super low carb and not really enjoy going low carb. So they start cutting too much out. They cut time with family, friends, social occasions and stuff like that. They cut too much out. Or it took up too much of their life, too much of their brain capacity. We've only got so much brain capacity. We need to apply it to, you know, job, work, family, friends. And if your control is taking up too much of that, if you're trying to get better at something, yes, it will take up a lot of brain power. But if it's taking up too much, and you're not installing habits from it yet, like, it's not going to be sustainable. So we've got to cut too much stuff out. Yeah, no pudding, no rice, no bread. No, we won't go and be that facetious on that. But they cut too much shit out. It takes up too much of their life. And they did it by changing too many things at once. Guys, I won't get into the nitty-gritty on this, but don't change everything at once. It's like, I take up walking, I take up exercise, I'm starting to eat better, Do you know what I mean? I'm changing my basal rates. I'm changing my insulin to carb ratio. It's too much fucking shit. Too much shit, and it's not sustainable. Yeah? And then, a big one, guys. They had a strong why. So a why is a driver that we use to do anything we do in life, right? A why is a driver why. Well, why I've got my business, because I'm driven to help other type ones, and I want the best life possible, and I want the best life possible for my family when I have one, and, well, also my mum and dad, their class as family. This is my why, and I want to be in the best possible health, guys. Best possible health. We have, say, things like why to get into relationships. Like, it could be, let's be serious, a driver could be sex. That's a why, do you know what I mean? Or to meet a partner and shit. We have a why. Why we want what we want. So what I've found is, sometimes type ones have a strong why. They have a strong driver, and then it went. So a good example of this is pregnancy. You women out there, I speak to a lot of you fuckers, you type ones, and you know when you want to get pregnant as a female, you have to have great control. You've got to have great control. The doctors will stress that on you. But what a lot of women do who are type 1 diabetic, they've got great control once they're pregnant, and then once the kid comes, bang, the control goes pretty shit again. I speak to a lot of type ones like that, yeah? So we've got a few reasons there, guys. They cut out too much at once. It took up too much of their life and their brain power. They did it by changing too many things at once. Or they had a strong driver and then didn't. Or they never actually thought of what their reason was to wanting to better control the glucose levels. What the driver was. I don't want to say motivation because that goes, but what the driver that always stays there. Never really had one. Never fucking thought about it. Now, guys, I'm sure you'll all agree with me on this. If you can't sustain something, it's fucking pointless. What's the point of getting a HbA1c between 5 and 6% and then you can't sustain it? What's the point of aiming for time in target range of 100% or 90% and then you do it, but fucking hell, it was hard work. You can't sustain it. It's pointless. It's fucking pointless. And you only need, I'm going to take the example of diet clubs, Weight Watchers, Slimming World, those fucking bullshit things, and I will slate them because I used to, like, coach people. I still do, actually, coach people who have done this shit. If you're a type 1 and you're doing Weight Watchers or Slimming World, pull your fucking finger out. It's not good for you. Here's why. It's not fucking sustainable. It's not sustainable. And this is what I mean. We look at people who are overweight, have done Slimming World or Weight Watchers, and they lose all the weight, and then they go back to having a fucking life. Their life they go back to, guess what? They gain the fucking weight back. Same shit with our blood glucose. If you do shit that's cutting out too much stuff at once that isn't sustainable, you're just going to fall off track, yeah? So, guys, how do we actually make having a great A1C or time in target range or average glucose sustainable? How do we do it? I'm going to give you just 3 tips. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it and a lot of shit that I work on with my clients and myself to keep our A1Cs like 5 to 6%, our timing target range at least 70% above. Yeah, that's the figures that we like to aim for. So here's 3 tips, just 3 tips. First one, stop aiming for 100% better every day and just aim for 1%. Stop aiming to get 100% better at something every day. Just aim for 1%. I've done a full podcast episode on this. I'm not sure what number it is, but you can find that. Guys, it's hard to give an example of this, yeah? But if you go from zero, let's say you've never done a basal test or you don't know your insulin to carb ratio, and you go from one day to the next day to trying to test all of that and thinking you're going to get 100%, you fucked it. Don't do it. Aim for 1%. If you manage to just tweak a little bit and stay in range a bit more, that's 1%. Keep doing that every day. That fucking shit adds up. Same with movement. Move a bit more each day. If you're sedentary and you sit on your ass quite a lot and you only get about 4,000 or 5,000 steps in a day, it's hard to try and go for 10,000 or something like that. So why don't you try going for 8? Just a little bit, just 1%. We don't mean specific mathematicians 1% shit. I mean just a little bit better. If I say to you, go and get 100% better at this task tomorrow, you're going to be like, what the fuck, Tom? And when you fail, because you probably will, you're going to think it's shit, you're going to feel like a failure, you're going to quit. But if I say to you, just go and get 1% better at this task, you can do that. We can all get 1% better. So that's the first thing. Stop aiming for 100%, aim for 1%. Second thing, do it by, I'm going to fucking say this, no mic to drop, but I'm fucking banging. Sorry if that's loud on the podcast. Right, do it by including things that you actually enjoy. And I've put in brackets on my notes, have a fucking life. If you achieve great glucose control by not eating that bit of cake, not going out for socializing when we can actually go out again, so never drinking, if you like a, you know, a few drinks, never drinking, not going out for food, not eating pizza when it's your favorite meal, yeah? Completely neglecting yourself of the shit that you enjoy in life. If you do that, that's when you fail, because you think there's an end date to it when you can include all that shit again. Why don't you include that shit in moderation whilst controlling your glucose levels and learn about fats and alcohol and all that sort of shit so you can include it, so you can get great control? Then you know what? You've not neglected a part of your life. You've still included it. You've still included it. That's the second thing. Third thing, this is the last one. We spoke a bit about this before. Have a strong drive that will never, ever leave you. A kid should be enough, but it seems not to be for some female type ones. Getting pregnant, I really want a kid. Great glucose control. Have the kid. I don't give a fuck. Why? I don't understand that mentality of when you don't give a fuck about your glucose levels when you've had your kids. You should care about it even more because you now have to look after and nurture this human that you've brought into the world. And to do that, you need to bring your best self. And to be your best self, your glucose levels have to be in control. That's one for you females, yeah? The same for us males. If we want to look after our wife, our family, our friends, our loved ones, our parents, we need to bring our best self. Our best self means we have well-controlled glucose levels because that makes us as healthy as we possibly can be, right? That will never leave us. That will never leave you. Things like just wanting a good number to show off to your mates or in a type 1 community will leave you, because that's bullshit. We don't do it for that. We do it for the reasons that never leave us. I've told you mine, my mum and dad, eventually one day I'm going to settle down, I'm going to get married, I want to have a family. This is my driver that will never leave me. And also for my clients, it's what I do as a job. Imagine if I had shit glucose control and I'm telling other type 1s, to, hey, you've got to do this, do that. I don't tell any of my clients nothing that I don't do myself. Yeah, I'm not a hypocrite. I do everything myself that I tell my clients to do. Yeah, so that's another driver for me. I know you guys aren't a type 1, well, you might be if you're listening to this. I know a few of you do that type 1 coaches, but guys, you have to think of a driver, something, because if you can't do it for yourself, I've done an episode on this, I'll say this now, if you can't do it yourself, you have a person in your life that you truly love that means the world to you. Fucking do it for them. And if you struggle with that, I want you, this is some harsh, tough love here, I want you to imagine this scene. You're laying hospital on a drip because you've gone into DKA. And I know a few of you have done this, and sorry to fucking, you know, poke the needle on this, but imagine that your glucose control has been that shit, you're laying hospital on DKA, and you're getting told that your fucking liver's shutting down or something like that. And you see this person, your loved one, I've just told you to think about, looking over your bed, and the upset in their eyes and the worry. Fucking picture that, because that shit will never leave you. That's the sort of shit that you need to use to drive you. I know that's a scarcity tactic, but some people need that, because saying to someone, oh yeah, you just want to have good health, that's not enough for some people, because that goes, they're like, yeah, I don't really fucking care. But if you think about a loved one in pain because of something that they're worried about with you that could be controlled if you pull your finger out, because you know I'm all about this tough love shit. If you learn, educate yourself, eat well, stay active, learn about insulin and diabetes, shit like that, you can stay away from shit like that. I've got clients who have proved that, and clients who have pulled their fucking life back after going through shit like that. So you can. So I'm able to use this shit to fucking get through to you. Yeah, to get through to you. And why do I do this tough love? So you change and become the best version of yourself. Why? Because I care. Because I fucking care. That's why. That is not for everyone. There's some delicate snowflakes, not for everyone. But a lot of you messaged me saying I fucking needed to hear that. So guys, let's recap before we get to the end, yeah? Let's recap. First thing, if you can't sustain something, if it's not sustainable, it's fucking pointless. Few of the main issues why people can't sustain great glucose control. So a good HbA1c, great timing target, great average, fucking being a diet badass. Because they cut too much shit out. It took up too much of their life. They did it by changing too many things at once. And they didn't have a strong driver, a strong enough why. They never even had a why. So what can you do? Three tips. Stop aiming for 100% better every day and just aim to get 1% better each day. Next thing, do it by including things you actually enjoy. Brackets, have a fucking life. Third thing, have a strong driver, a strong why that will never ever leave you. Guys, that is it for this episode. That is it. If you've got value from this episode, please leave me a rating and review in the podcast app. And hey, I truly appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen to me and to listen to my podcast. Thank you very, very much. I hope you have a blessed day, whatever time it is, wherever you are in the world. I love you. Take it easy. Till the next episode, guys. Peace.